Well, now as a bluegrass boy working for the father of bluegrass music, Mr. Bill Monroe, we used to play the Grand Ole Opry every Saturday night, and we'd climb in Bill's old bus and head up north to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. We'd ride all night in that old bus we called the Bluegrass Breakdown. Out here, it had belonged to Ernest Tubbs before. Well, Tubbs, that's what Bill called Ernest Tubb. Tubbs. Ernest Tubbs had run that bus a long way between Georgia and Oklahoma and back again to Nashville. And so we got in the old Bluegrass Breakdown and we headed north. And we got about as far as Horse Caves, Kentucky. And just about the time the sun was coming up, the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name. And we were stranded on the highway there by Horse Caves. Standing outside the bus at sunrise, beautiful light coming up. Standing next to the father of bluegrass music, yeah. You could hear what he called the ancient tones. He turned to me and he said, "Pete Rones." He always called me plural too. "You listen good to this boy, and don't you ever forget it." And this is what he sang, and I helped write some words to it. It's "The Walls of Time."
You and I die.
We have another real